Did I fall asleep on you? Sorry. I've just been so tired lately. I didn't mean to fall asleep while cuddling. Come here. Let me kiss it better. So, what were we talking about before I accidentally closed my eyes? Right. Do you want to continue with it? No, I'm not sleepy. Not anymore. That quick little nap made me have all the energy I need to keep cuddling and be awake. I'm sorry, it's just. You make me feel so safe and warm. You're my favorite person, you know that. From your smell or how you feel against me. And I mean, the way you actually like look at me feels like someone's seeing me. You make me feel so special. And you make me feel safe. I've never felt safe with anyone before. I mean, that's a true talent. You're just so amazing. I actually let my guard down when I'm with you, and when I do that, sometimes I fall asleep. I promise it wasn't out of disinterest, though. I love the sound of your voice. When you talk, I just kind of listen and I enjoy myself, and then I get too comfy. You don't have to stop talking if you don't want to, though. I'm all ears. Sure. We can change the topic. What do you want to talk about? Do you want it to be like something I know more about? I mean, that would probably help me stay awake. It's a little early for bed after all. Well, if I fall asleep with you now, then I'll be up extra early and then I'll be grumpy while I'm at work. I know the last thing you want to deal with when you get home after work is me being a grumpy bunny. I know work and life in general has been kind of hard on you too lately. When I'm home with you, though, I want the outside world to fade away and have it just be the two of us cocooned around each other, enjoying each other's company, whether we're talking or just enjoying the comfortable silence, enjoying the heat from one another's body. It's still a little chilly right now, so we should enjoy these last days of cuddles without sweat sticking to each other. I enjoy when we get sweaty from doing things together. Not because it's hot out. You know I hate the heat. I prefer spring and fall temperatures. I love you so much. Yes, I know I tell you multiple times a day, and I text it to you while you're at work, and I say it a lot, but when I think of you, my heart fills with so much love. I can't help it. You are literally my everything. Sometimes I swear my heartbeat is the sound of your laugh. Just the mere thought of you is enough to put a stupid grin on my face. Selfishly, I must confess, I sometimes wish I could spend every second of every day with you. But then I remember how unfair that would be to the rest of the world, and how annoying I would become. Probably. But you. Your talents, your gifts. You just need to be shared with the world. Even if it's just for one moment, the people who get to meet you, talk to you, they're so fucking lucky. They probably don't even know how lucky they are. You are always the brightest star in the room. Everyone stops and stares in wonder and amazement at you. And then I get to brag. I'm the lucky bun that gets to call you my partner. My equal. My beloved. My world. Sorry. Was that too mushy for you? What's so wrong with declarations of love? Do you not want my compliments? I mean, I could always just call you a dork and kiss your nose. How do you like that? Come closer. I want more kisses. I love you. Has anyone ever told you how good you are at this? At taking me apart from just your kisses alone? You know how to play my body like a fiddle. You do it so effortlessly. It's so hot. If you keep moving your hands like that, keep kissing me like that, you are no longer gonna have a sleepy bunny, but you're gonna have a horny bunny. Are you prepared for that? Oh, I'm sure you are. You're so amazing. You know these moments just like this? When our lips are just a mere inches from each other and we're sharing air. I always feel so fucking lucky in moments like this. So special. That out of everyone on this planet, you chose to be with me. Someone as phenomenal as you. Just to be with little old me. I'm so fucking blessed to be able to look at you and say I love you. I love how you kiss, how you move your lips against mine. I always get butterflies in my stomach. When our lips touch, there's that spark, those fireworks. When we kiss, it feels like how a kiss should feel, you know? Just a few kisses from you is enough to get me excited. Yeah, and you playing with my tail like that, that definitely gets me excited and makes me lose my train of thought. Are you trying to get me in the mood? Or are you just enjoying touching me? You can tease me all you want. You know I don't mind. But I'm just not really in the mood for sex tonight. I'm still tired from work and I'm a little groggy from that not nap earlier. That's okay, right? If we don't do any sex stuff tonight? Thank you. I just want to cuddle and kiss and enjoy each other's company while we fall asleep. You know, just like how we are right now. I'm so lucky to have you in my life. You're just so amazing. My perfect partner. The best mate a bunny girl could ask for. Yeah. Of course you can rub my ears. I know how you love to play with them. They feel plush and stuff. And you've gotten really good at petting them lately. Thank you for this. Genuinely, just thank you. For just letting us be intimate without any pressure to do anything more. Sometimes it feels like we should always just be fucking. And I just kind of want to be close. Have a bit of intimacy, you know? I just kind of want to fall asleep like this. Well, maybe not with the ear rubbing. I can't fall asleep when you're petting me like that. It just feels too good. It's too distracting. It's the same type of feeling like when you play with my tail or kiss my neck. You know, every single spot on me that makes my toes curl. And you never use it against me and you don't judge me for it, which is really cool. I guess you do have to be a little open-minded to date a bunny girl instead of a human, but still, the point remains. I think you are the best human to ever exist. No. Hey, don't panic, don't panic. It's okay, it's okay. You don't have to feel bad. You didn't know. You didn't know. It was an accident, I understand. It's just that spot right behind my ear at the base. It's one of my super sensual zones. Don't feel bad. I know it wasn't on purpose. Hey, look at me. I know it was an accident. I know it wasn't on purpose. I still love you very much. You're my little dork of a human. You have nothing to be worried about with me. You know I'm here for you just as much as you are there for me, right? Good. Is there anything you want to talk about, like specifically? Do you want to get something off your chest, or do you just want to kiss for a little bit longer? Yeah. Yeah, I think I can do that. Come here. Hey, stay here with me. Don't let your mind wander. Just focus on my lips against yours, my arms around your body. And let me pull you a little bit closer so you can only smell me. I love you. Do you think we could fall asleep kissing? I mean, it's worth a shot, right? The worst thing that happens is I get to kiss you more. Oh no, the horror. Dork. Oh, no, I'm not falling asleep. I'm not falling. Okay, yeah, I'm falling asleep. Sorry, I'm just so sleepy. You sleepy bunny. I love you so much.